Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is David Shill, and we are from New Leaf Natural Therapies. David is a holistic counselor and loves working with life roles with his clients. So you've developed this process over lots of years, David. Would you like to tell us about it?
Sure thing. So at the moment, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm working in-house at New Leaf Natural Therapies in Meltemi Street in Wynnum, in Menlee West, I'm sorry. And so working with life roles is something that is often used with grief work or but all sorts of work actually. And it's also used as a goal setting or future life planning system. And so I use this, with working with clients, whatever we're working with, I tend to use this as a background because what it does, it considers each person, their body, like how they are, their mind, how their mind's working, their heart, how they're feeling, and their soul, which is, basically how we work with self-care. Everyone's got their own technique and everyone's got their own higher power. And also taking account of how people work socially out in public life, vocationally, your study and work, it's work and money, and then also home life or private life. And once again, the spiritual life, where people go out in the world to regenerate. And so keeping that in mind, what I do is I offer a service, a special service, and it's what it does is it allows people to work out all of their life roles in those different areas, so that you end up with a map of a bunch of roles in each different. So I'll give an example. So here we see,
Yep, I can see
that should
that.
be fairly clear. Okay, so here we've got well, up on this side, see, there's social roles. So for this person, they've put playful person, nature lover, singer, guitar player, dancer, dear auntie. Okay, and then next to it over here, we've got the vocational role. So that's work. This person was a teacher, so inflow fun teacher, supportive colleague, special tutor, reporting procrastinator. That one's a bit funny, and confident public speaker. And as you can see, as you work through them, the home roles, she wants to be a calm super mum, harmonious soulmate, healthy chef, better gardener, and pro organizer. And then in the spiritual roles, she's got mindful, sincere person, well-wisher, soul sister, people connector, and creative present buyer. So that's an example of what people put, and et cetera. They had more on their list than that. But it kind of shows what people do. And what you end up with is this beautiful map, and it's like a snapshot of your life. And then, as you can see, it's got numbers next to them. So what we do with that is this is how we start. So just say, you're a teacher. So what we do, so this is one role. So this is in the vocational section. And so it's what we do for work and how we earn our money. So she's put teacher. And then after that, we number the role. So, five means competent. It means good. It's like, maybe accredited, ready to teach the teacher. But then the numbers go up as you get more experience. You might work out, you'll become a seven, but seven is about good, right? Because in psychology, they use this numbering process all the time. Below five is obviously still studying, or maybe there's something that you have to work on, you're not up to grade. But anyway, this teacher considered she was at a seven, and she actually wanted to be a nine. She'd like to be a really good teacher. And so what we do then is we get to imagine. Not imagine, but picture yourself in the role as a number nine teacher, a fantastic teacher. And then they can work backwards. The client can work backwards, working back. If they are a nine, what would they be like? And
Right.
so the thing about this is that even though a lot of teachers might want to be a nine, when it comes down to their idea of being a nine, what they have to improve, what they need to work on, what they need to take away, it's entirely different. So you end up with this really personalized description at the end. And in this case, she ended up putting inflow fun teacher. So that gives you a descriptor of what the future person that you want to be looks like. And also, because it's language that is the person on how they want to make the improvement, you end up with this particular, like inflow fun teacher. I mean, that sounds like good to be, you know,
Yes.
it's like a nice space to be in. And so it, and so we can do that with each role. And so, and then, so that's the first step. We get our roles numbered, and then you know, we see what we had before. So we've got, this is a not quite complete set, but they're all described to the individual person. So it really works on the total individuality of a person, because if you get two people who are best friends, sisters, when they do this, it's going to be completely different, because yes. It shows you what individual characteristics you have. And so, and
yeah,
then
so for
when
someone
you come
like
and
me,
do the
I
process,
love
so, yes, go on.
So for someone like me, I like public speaking. I like being up in public. So someone else who doesn't like that, they might be a four as a public speaker, but really only want to be competent, so maybe to a five or a six.
Yes, that's right, because you don't need to be a nine in every role, and you
exactly.
don't have
So it's
enough
really,
energy.
yes.
So, you know, probably seven is good. So if you have six and sevens for most thing, they're much better than competent, and they're kind of, you know, nice, you know. And because if you have too many high numbers, you don't have enough energy to be perfect at everything. And so Carl Jung's idea of all therapy was the goal was always to become whole. Right, not perfectionist, but whole. So here we include all the parts of a person's life and have standard characteristics. Everyone lives in these venues. They go out in the world, they go to work, they come home, and they go out into nature, or they go to church, or they do something spiritual. So it's like it's really like an empty mandala, as Jung would say, which is an example of the whole, and dividing up into four is always the way. And these are standard categories that come out of Eastern and Western thing, kind of share them. And I've done a lot of work analysing that. But this is how it's done. And so you know, because, and the other reason to do this is that some of the more recent theorists who've worked with the neurobiology of future thinking, like Albert Bandura, he says the projected future can be brought into the present through forethought. By being represented cognitively in the present, conceived future states are converted into current motivators and regulators of behavior. So getting at the one of the other thing that we use as a motivational tool is that what I work with is values. So to improve things, we want to go back and reassess our values and see what, because a lot of the reasons that we do better is because we start to remember our values and align with them. So here's an example of this. So in this, well, that's funny you said public speaker. So this one, confident public speaker, she put, so this is the other person. And the motivating value she put, she wanted to be an authentic person, like in relation to that goal, right? So that she put that there so that she could, when she did do public speaking, she could, you know, because there's that, those tendencies when you're speaking off to go off on a tangent or to exaggerate, but it wanted to make her public speaking very authentic. And then what was the next one? People connected. This person was a very social person. And so they made their motivating value to be a sincere, nurturing person. And so that's what, and so with any role, you can work out how, so we work through what the role is after we've named it and numbered it, and then you can work out your motivational value, and you can do that with all types of things. And, you know, just by doing this process, you end up with such a beautiful list of things about yourself. And so, you know, to be able to just see this all in one place, like it's a whole bunch of our life roles all in one place, and we can see it. And the other thing is we can show other people too. So when we're planning to make a change, because the other thing, because as a counsellor, I'm very much into transformational counselling, because a lot of people just don't want someone, empathetic listening is really great. And that's a really important part of counselling. But also people want a way to change. And so what this does, it makes you aware of all your strengths, so that when you make changes, it can cause disruption in your system. So while you're making a change, it might be working on an addiction, it might be working on a relationship. There might be a lot of things you're doing to change, but to have this set of our roles laid out and to show people, we can show people how we want to go into the future with this very easy. And it also sets up main points for our whole overall life story. Because my favorite type of therapy is narrative therapy, where we help people, we get their story up to here, and they don't like where it's going. So it's about restoring, they call it, reauthoring life, especially after someone's become, we get polarized, like sometimes when you're just being parents, all everything is work and parenting in you, and you lose so many bits of yourself that like you might stop doing your hobbies or this or that. So this is a good way to reestablish the things that we want to do, and we can make priority lists to put things in priority. And then as we go through, if you come and do the course, there's quite a I've got a nice little program that you get with to help you not only work out your roles, but how to get from the lower number to the higher numbers.
So how many sessions do people need to sort of, kick it into action, or how long are the sessions?
Well, it depends on the person. Usually an hour and a half is good for this to get motivated. I mean, all type of counseling, you usually need 3 sessions with anything just to get things going,
Yes.
to get aligned, to get the story down, because because a lot of it's about understanding, because everyone's story is so individualistic and different. So you want to get enough of the past of the story to move it around. But this saves time in counseling because it actually puts things all in one place very easily. So it makes it's a very good communication tool. And another thing about it, if you write it down, like, what you write down, you can change it. But also you might reassess it in a year, because if you make like a set of like motivating, well, don't have the one before, where you have a few different roles that you are focusing on. So they're priority roles. So you can get 3 or 4 roles, like maybe, and they don't all have to be working on a problem. A lot of them are just doing what you want. And so you get 3 or 4 roles and you start really focusing on them. And what I find really interesting, when you focus on those roles, often, when you really, because the same process is used for these, the numbers on these ones will naturally start to go up because your
Yes.
confidence will improve. The people around you understand, because you can say, say to your husband or your wife, "Hey, look at this." But these can also be done just as individual. They can be used with or with counseling, or just as an individual process. But right, so these can be used individually, so just for a person, or you can use it in couples work. Like, it's a really nice thing for couples to do, to sit down and work out what their different interests are and how they work together, and just to get a remap, especially when you've been married for a long time, to review it and go back and review it. Or before in the beginning, you can really work out, or any types of interpersonal, you might be able to do with you might do with a friend. Mainly it's very good for, and families might do it too, because I was thinking really good for, if you can get, teenagers are often, on their phone and that these days. So it's really good to make a broader set of roles, because a lot of people have spent 6 or 8 hours and you miss so many opportunities in the day not doing that. And you can go, well, what other opportunities have I got?
I've got so many parents who admit to being addicted to their phones. Their children
Yeah.
complain to them about being addicted to the phones.
Right. And so this creates an opportunity to remind yourself of all the other things you can do that we haven't been doing, because nobody expected what the internet was going to do to people and
Yes.
what it's doing. It's taking up the recent studies, and kids too, taking up really 8 or 10 hours of their day often, and adults too. And it's like, that's a lot of time where before, say, 15 years ago, it didn't exist. People watched TV or they had a little bit of internet, but it's this big phenomenon that's come over everyone. So this is good to help you get back. It doesn't mean you don't have to use your computer, but you might do something different on it,
Yes.
right? So, because the thing about tech is that if it's used well, so like all technology, when it's used in a really positive way, so if we're using it for learning, or maybe more things that have a different value from just switching off. Like, switching off is good for a little while, but coming back and do something more practical. But so the internet is a really good thing if it's used. But if it's just used as a way to switch off, that is, switching off is good for a little bit, but you want to stop switching off and come back and take a broad method or broad way of looking at opportunities in life and doing a broader range of things.
Beautiful.
which is very helpful in healing, in any type of working through changes, and also for developing stability. Often people who are very emotional, this can help them stabilize by just, you know, because it might be using things like distraction, things like listening to music, or, you know, there's so many things that help people stabilize that they just have to remember to do, because it's hard to remember things.
Yes.
And so by having them listed out.
Especially when we've been traumatized or challenged and our brain is dysfunctional, because this is what happens. And this is when it's so powerful to go visit a counselor, is when your brain is not working and you forget what you know about yourself. You know, we're just in the pain and the trauma.
Yes, that's
we're not
right.
paying attention.
Yeah, and this is a way to remember. And these are also, you know, the main points of the story. So this can be also, you can use for life scripting work, where you will often write out, there's a lot of different methods for doing it, and you'll write out, I am in my future, I'm in my future self, and I'm now, and you start describing what the roles are doing, and you can write a future plan to write a story, and that tends to attract you to the future that all the studies show.
Beautiful.
Okay, so there's one more part of it. Some people are interested in it. Is that I can work with people to do a meditation. It's a gardening meditation where you can set out all these areas into a garden, and you work on each role as like a plant. And so that what you do is you make an internal garden. A lot of therapists use this. It's called, like, Esther Perel. She's a famous family therapist. She goes, everyone's got a right to a secret garden. So you can cultivate an inner garden, and it's often nice to have a creek in it, and you plant all your plants, and they represent, you know, the different roles in life. And then people often have a guide in there, you know, so it might be, you know, some people put Jesus or their guru or Ganesh, people do stuff like that. And then with that, it's like you can look at sometimes when you look at your garden, you'll see, well, there's some roles that are damaged, they mightn't be growing very well. So you want to maybe, you know, fertilize them. Some roles you just want to dig out because they're no good or don't serve a purpose anymore. So you can remove that and replace it with a nice plant. Some things might be overgrown by weeds and stuff. So you can remove the weeds, prune it, and give it more space to grow. So that's a way of visualizing the future roles in a different context. It's something that we work on.
Beautiful. We should get you to do that visualization for our YouTube family.
Oh, okay, maybe we'll think up a meditation, okay.
Yeah. So we've got the phone number down the bottom, so you'll be able to contact David to book an appointment. He can log in from his place and book you in on a Tuesday or a Thursday at New Leaf Natural Therapy. It's a fantastic offer at the moment. So we've got a special offer, which is only $150 for the first hour and a half. And $100 an hour for follow-up.
And at the moment, also counselling is $100 an hour until the end of June. And also holistic tarot readings are also $100 an hour. And they use this same system. So they work with the same holistic system with their outcomes and readings.
Yes. And you also do an hour and a half, a combination holistic counselling and tarot for 150, so the combination is beautiful.
Yes, if people like that. Because people find the cards a very nice place to start.
Yes, awesome. Okay, thanks, David. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Madonna. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.